One other study I wanted to ask you all about, I think is really a critical study going on out there, which is a Taylor X study. Chuck, can you talk about what that's looking at?
The Taylor study is basically trying to give us some information that we need to really be able to optimally utilize a new test, the Oncotype DX recurrence score assay. This test was something that the NSABP was fortunate to work with, the company that has a trial available. And basically what it does is the test is run on women who have hormone receptor positive breast cancer, node negative primarily, though there's been some recent studies that have looked at it in women with node positive disease, and its role will probably expand, but the Taylor X focuses on the node negative patient. Because the data from our studies basically identified about a quarter of patients with ER-positive, node-negative patients seem to derive the bulk of the benefit from getting chemotherapy. Years ago, before we had Taylor X, trials were set up that compared hormonal therapy alone with hormonal therapy plus chemotherapy, and it provided an absolute benefit of about 4%. And the question that oncologists struggled with was, well, does that mean each woman enjoys that 4% bump, or are there women who don't really get anything but side effects and other women that it matters quite a bit to them? And the recurrence score assay basically said, fortunately, it was the latter. Now that we know it, I think it's something we can take care of. We know that what we were seeing was a lot of benefit in a small group of women. So what we know is we can identify the women who clearly derive benefit that make up a quarter. We've got another group of about 35-40% who clearly don't benefit, but in between there's some uncertainty where there could still be that 3-4%. So the Taylor X trial is basically taking women who have that intermediate kind of score where we don't know what the true impact of the chemotherapy is, and it's asking them to be willing to be randomized to chemotherapy, hormone therapy versus hormone therapy alone. And the study is actually accruing quite well. There's a lot of investigator interest, and patients have been interested in it. So we've been very pleased at the accrual.